Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Jim Cantarucci being back on the show. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 9 years as a member. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits that Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
And the Personal Brilliance program too, right?
Yeah. Basically, we help people become brilliant so that when you're faced with a situation and you have to come up with a great idea, you can. That's personal
brilliance. And folks, he never gives up because he's been working on my brilliance for 9 years, and he keeps coming back just to try to see if he can't make it happen. So, Jim, I appreciate your steadfastness.
Oh, I'll declare you brilliant. It's fine. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what my teachers had to do. We'll graduate you. Just get out of here. hey, Jim, one of the things that a lot of people do this time of year is try to really get organized and do resolutions and goals and set priorities and all and things like that. You have a little bit of a contrarian approach to this, don't you?
Well, I think we should stop prioritizing, Jim. I think prioritization causes...
Stop prioritizing.
Yeah, stop. Cut it out. Now, let me explain. I think that there's good prioritization that happens at the strategic level for a leader, where we align our priorities for the organization with our strategy. And then there's the day-to-day transactional prioritization, and that's what I'm suggesting that we stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain what happens when we're new employees, for example. Think back to just starting out. We didn't know what to work on, and we had to ask our boss what the priority was. And when things started to pile up for us, we would get a new assignment and say, "Boss, I can't do that as well, or I can't do that too. Tell me what the priority is." How weak a position is that, right? That's not understanding what's going on. That's not understanding the strategy. It's not understanding the real world. And we're asking somebody else to guide our life. And I think that happens so often, and it's an easy way for an employee to abdicate their responsibility and put the pressure back on the boss.
So you're saying if we give our team priorities, we take creativity right out of their hands?
Exactly.
And initiative right out of their hands?
Exactly right. In fact, it's a measure of an individual's growth how often they ask to be prioritized and ask for their list to be prioritized by the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they really asking becomes our question as a leader. Are they asking for resources? Are they asking about infrastructure? Are they just saying they don't understand the strategy?
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily asking for give me the priority because I don't care. It's a question. We need to answer it.
Are you saying that if we have to give our team a priority list, that means we haven't explained to them the strategy properly?
Yeah, exactly. I think that, you know, things happen in the marketplace, and we bring that new information. It might shift gears a little bit. That's okay. That makes sense. But if I'm consistently having to say, okay, this, you know, a new customer complaint came in, that's your number one priority to forget. To fix that. If we're doing that too often, we're really running aimlessly, and that's a difficulty within an organization.
Mm-hmm. So what's the solution?
Well, I think
because we need some method of if we're gonna to ditch the prioritization, we need to have some kind of a method to replace it, don't we?
Right. Well, the mechanics of it are difficult to grasp. They're not. It's not natural. But as leaders, and this is our audience, people who lead small businesses, right? As leaders, we do this all the time. You've heard the phrase, I have a full plate, right?
Yeah.
We all do. What do we do with that plate? Basically, what we're doing when we have a full plate is we're shifting our focus around that plate to keep the analogy going, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we pay attention to a particular thing. We get it moving. We then shift our attention to the next thing on the plate, get that moving. The third thing, get that moving. Go back to the first thing, right? That's how we do it.
Sounds like we're circling the drain in a way.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, I gotta hold that thought. We're gonna take a quick break. Give us your website quickly, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.